And look, I think that's what people are asking, and in a sense insisting on, is that we do need to know and have that, have a bit of assurance that we aren't going to do major damage up here. There's a lot of concern about the geology in the region, and that our substrate as such is highly fractured in a sense already, not fractured like they're going to fracture for the gas removal, but the geology is a fractured geology here, and we've got our coal seams don't lay in flat beds here in Gloucester. They're quite often on angles of anything up to 60 degrees and do even breach the surface at times in certain areas, Coal Creek, sometimes here in the Gloucester area as well, and it can be quite close to the surface, and we haven't got a nice flat coal seam covered with an impervious layer of rock here.
Look, and therein rests the problem. It seems to me that that mining companies want, that they choose to ignore that the substrata of the country we live in is amongst the oldest in the world, and it has been fractured, it has been moved, it has been distorted and bent and twisted by eons of seismic activity. And we really have, apart from the radio testing that's been carried out, we have some idea of the geology below the surface, but we really have no idea the impact man will have on that geology if we don't carry out scientific, or, and to the best of our ability, to the best knowledge we have at this point in time, and test that situation. And, you know, we're very fortunate on Mid-Coast Water that we have representatives from Great Lakes Council, from Gloucester Council, Councillor Alan Hoggett and Councillor Frank Hook from Gloucester,
yeah,
members of the board, and also you have myself and Paul Hogan. All of us are very, very concerned about this, and we are really, and that's the reason why I'm making such a noise about this at this time. I don't want our community to think that we are resting on our backsides and not looking at this very carefully and intending to make noises with AGL and also to our elected representatives both at a federal and state level to ensure that we either put a stop to this before anything is done, or we get the government to make them put a stop to it until the groundwater study is carried out. It makes sense to me that you don't interfere with something you have no understanding of.
Yeah, it's like tampering in something you don't have an understanding of. Generally, you end up with burnt fingers over that sort of thing.
You know, the sad part about this, Bruce, I've been in local government now, and I'm in my 19th year, and I've never been a political animal in the sense that I've never wanted to be anything other than in local government. And one of the things that troubles me is that these things have become political footballs for the careers of budding politicians. And as a consequence of that, I think sometimes the facts are distorted to suit the aims and objectives of those people. What we need to get back to is completely independent commentary, not commentary from a politically motivated situation. Now, I can assure you that from Mid-Coast Water's point of view, given that we represent three local government areas and we are committed to the delivery of first-class water and sewage services and sustainable water, and I might add environmental objectives to our communities, it is not a politically based argument. It is one based wholly and solely on the fears of the board of directors and the staff and team at Mid-Coast Water that what may happen to the product that we deliver as a team to our communities.
What happens, David, if the water does, in a sense, get contaminated? Where does Mid-Coast Water stand on the delivery of water then?
Well, I think we'd go after the people that approved it. I believe that we as a community would have a right of action against the state or federal government that approved it if it allowed it to go ahead without the appropriate studies. I mean, that would be in another forum for that to be argued, and I'm sure that it would cost many millions of dollars to come up with an answer. But one would assume that if you were giving a blood transfusion to another human being and the supplier of that blood made a mistake with the blood they delivered and that person died, there would be some right of action against the people that supplied that blood. It wouldn't be a right of action against the person that donated the blood.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah, yeah, it does. Yes, it does. That person's donated the blood in good faith that it's going to be used in the proper way and given it to somebody who's responsible or supposedly
exactly.
responsible and to do
exactly.
the right thing with.
Exactly.
Mm.
This argument's got a long way to go yet, Bruce, and I have no doubt that you will be hearing from the Board of Directors and Mid Coast Water as this progresses, and I'm sure that the community will hear from people like yourself, because it is the noise of the community, the voice of the community, that will have this heard, and it will be the voice of the community and people like Mid Coast Water and the team at Mid Coast Water working as a partnership with our community to ensure we have this thing resolved to the best of our community's benefit.
And look, that's what this is all about, a community and partnership and the best benefit. And I think that's where the community's feeling that the partnership's going, and it's not for our benefit. In fact, you know, David, they're not even going to give gas to Gloucester.
Oh, look, it's not a partnership at all. That's the part that is wrong.
Yeah.
The benefit is for the country, but you can't, I'll use this word, you can't prostitute a community for the benefit of the country as a whole. Because when you look at the population of the three catchments, and I'm talking about the Manning catchment, the Gloucester catchment, and the three council areas, you're talking over 110,000 people. Those people have rights, and those rights are enshrined in legislation. And those people's rights cannot be trampled on for the benefit of the community as a whole. I mean, nuclear fusion or nuclear fission is great to generate electricity, but you don't put a bloody nuclear reactor right in the middle of Sydney, do you?
No, they don't do that. I mean, they've got a little medical reactor down at Lucas Heights, which, when I was a kid, was a long way from Sydney.
Yeah.
There was a lot of bush between Lucas Heights and Sydney. That's not the case now, and Sydney's grown into that area. But, yeah, that's a very small nuclear facility for medical research and stuff like that.
And the research that it carries out is significant, and it is for the benefit of the entire nation.
Yes, yes.
Not for the benefit of a few.
Yeah.
And I have a fear, and I'll reiterate, I am not against natural gas. I'm not against harvesting natural gas. I'm against doing things without doing the proper, appropriate, and fullest to the best of common knowledge and the best of technical knowledge we have available to us, testing the groundwater.
Well, David, look, the community's with you on that one over here in Gloucester. And look, David, thank you very much for your time today. You've given us nearly a half an hour of your time today. I'd like to contact you again when we get a bit further along with this issue, if possible.
Yeah, and, not a problem at all, Bruce. We're here to help each other.
All right. Well, thank you very much, David. And I look forward to seeing Kirsty Hughes over here for the Mid Coast Water at the Sustainability Festival.
Absolutely. And believe me, we have the best water in this state and, compared to Queensland, the best in that state as well. Take care, everybody.
Okay, thanks very much, David. And three cheers for Mid Coast Water, mate.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much, David. That was David from Mid Coast Water, and he's given us some rather interesting comment there in regards to AGL's intention to go ahead and frack four wells in the Walker Ivory area, and the fact that they're, in a sense, doing it before we've got in our baseline figures. And the baseline figures are to allow us to make informed, educated and right decisions based on true facts. This is Buckets Radio 104.1 FM. This is The Environment Show with Bruce.